Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Here's our big hard fact for today. The Kaduna State Government has sacked 165 teachers for failing a competency test that it set and 2,192 others for refusing to take the test. We're talking about this because of the ongoing standoff between the Kaduna State Government and the Nigerian Union of Teachers in the state over screening tests. Now, my big question on the show today is, well, should state governments test teachers? On the one hand, the Teachers Union and the Teachers Registration Council of Nigeria have told the Kaduna State Government that it doesn't have the right to test teachers. On the other hand, Kaduna State Government says it needs to test teachers to maintain the standards of primary and secondary education, which it is responsible for. So that's the big debate. And we're trying to hear from all sides of the stakeholders, even though it's happening in Kaduna. It's an issue that eventually every state has to talk about and has to resolve. And my guest today is Senior Assistant Secretary General of the NUT, Adamu Ayuba Kaltingo. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you.
Lagos, you can send in your questions as well, or you give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are on this story. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Mr. Kaltingo, this is not the first time that the Kaduna government under Governor El Rufai has set these tests and fired teachers. The NUT also kicked against it the last time. How was it resolved that time, and how and why are we back here?
Thank you very much. The last time it happened, it was in 2017,
right,
where the competency test was conducted, and willingly the teachers went in to write the exams. What we were thinking was the state government is trying to assess areas of need of the teachers,
right,
so that if there will be any training, those teachers could be sent to be trained. Unfortunately, after the exercise, initially it was agreed that the passing marks should be 60.
Okay.
That was what the NUT and the SOVEP agreed.
Okay.
Later, after the test, they took the result to the State Executive Council meeting. There, the passing mark was jacked up to 75. Anybody that got 74.5 or 0.9 was dismissed. That was how about 21,780 teachers were dismissed then.
Mm.
So this year, last year, December, it started around August. They asked teachers, they told us that they are going to write, conduct another competency test.
Mm-hmm.
So the union now said, well, we'll have to sit down so that we'll agree. Because like the last time it happened, you people said you are not going to dismiss anybody. But after all, after that, 21,000 teachers were dismissed.
Hmm.
So we were waiting for them to call us for a meeting so that we'll agree on what precisely to do. Just to receive a letter on the 16th of August, that we should come for a meeting that was, as has already taken place, on the 12th of August.
Mm.
From there, you know, the intention was not good because they didn't want us to be in the meeting. We continued to try to see if we can talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They were not giving us the opening to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 7th of December, they started conducting the test. And before then, we called our Congress meeting.
Mm.
To hear from teachers if they are willing to write.
Mm.
We printed forms for teachers to indicate. About 99.9% said they were not going to write.
Mm.
But after some of them were being threatened, so they started writing. That was how about 27,000 teachers wrote.
Mm.
Those who remained very loyal to the NUT did not write. That is the 2,000 teachers that were now dismissed.
Mm.
So we wonder what precisely the state government wants. We have procedures for dismissing civil servants.
Okay.
These procedures were not followed.
Okay.
You can't just, because of one offense, dismiss somebody. You query him. After answering the query, maybe you give him another chance, or you ask them to write.
But is this a problem of doing something wrong, or a problem of not being fit to be a teacher? Because if the teacher is not scoring highly enough on an aptitude test that is supposed to, determine if they are going to be a competent teacher, should they not simply not be allowed to teach?
That is not the case.
Okay.
These teachers have been teaching. We have the quality assurance department in both SUVEP and Ministry of Education.
Okay.
And their duty is to go around these schools, inspect teachers in their class. That is where you know who a good teacher is and who is not supposed to teach. But we have these departments. I don't know what they are actually doing. They are not doing their work. And you don't expect somebody to come and write us and assess him based on the scores he has. Because someone can write test today and fail. Tomorrow you write the same test and get A. It all depends on the set of mind at that very moment.
Okay.
Now,
the state government is insisting on going forward with this. They say that the TRCN and NUT have left it with little choice because you have failed to set and enforce standards for teachers. What do you say to that?
Well, you see the matter. We have taken the matter to NLC, and NLC and Kaduna have taken the matter to NLC in the national headquarters. We are waiting for whatever they will say. The matter is there with our head office in Abuja. We are still waiting for what they will say. But for the time being, we have instituted a case against the state government, which I suppose is coming up on the 20th of July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Currently, the TRCN handles the registration and accreditation of teachers,
yes.
Right? Could you please educate us about how the accreditation process works? What are the criteria? How are they assessed?
The TRCN is supposed to issue certificate and license for every teacher, and TRCN cannot give you certificate or license to teach unless you undergo their test.
Okay.
And I think that should be enough for any government to accept the result of whatever TRCN has done.
Okay.
But this government is saying no. There is no how someone will pass out from either College of Education or University through the Education Department and will be issued certificate, and you will say that person is not competent unless if the certificate is fake. And the union is against any person using fake certificate to teach. The government was supposed to talk to TRCN if it actually wants to test the teachers. It is the TRCN that knows what and what to do. They are saying it is class 4 syllables that they use to set the test. I've not seen the test anyway. But everybody has his area of specialization. You bring in social studies, someone who have not done social studies or done any science subject in the university, maybe read history or maybe read a different course that is not related to social studies, and you expect him to get 100%. It's not possible. Everybody has his area of specialization.
Okay. How do you ensure that teachers are not applying for these jobs with fake certificates? How do you know that a certificate is fake or not?
Well, the government is supposed to screen certificate, and they are doing it here in Kaduna. When they brought out about 200 teachers that they have fake certificate, we did not complain. We said, well, if it is fake, we don't have any, but any teacher that is sure his certificate is not fake, he should approach the NUT so that we'll find out from the school he finished. Only one teacher reported to our office, and we are following up. But the others did not report, which is to say they are actually maybe using a fake certificate.
Okay. I have to ask this. State governments are responsible for funding and administering primary and secondary education in their states, right?
Yes.
They are judged by the outcomes from primary and secondary education, right?
Yes.
Teachers are the most important people in the educational system. They are the major factor that determines the outcomes of that system. So I have to ask again, does it make sense for the state government government, which is tasked with providing quality education, to be unable to set the standards for teachers in its state? Shouldn't there really be a partnership in each state between the state government and the NUT and TRCN for setting and enforcing those standards here?
We are not, let me make this clear, the union is not against the state government testing our teachers. You see, when in 2017, when the first competency test was conducted, teachers willingly went in to write this test. After writing the test, they alleged that some have not passed. So they dismissed them. And those who passed were retained. And the state government now recruited more teachers to fill in the gap of those who are dismissed. Precisely about 25,000 teachers were recruited, including those ones that have failed the test. They came back to write and they passed. They are now working. I want to be very clear about this issue. It is not the issue of testing teachers. The government has motive on doing this because these teachers that failed, they came back and write exams. You employed them.
What do you think the motive was?
It's like the government is trying to casualize teaching.
Okay.
Somebody who spent 35 years, if you realize that this is about 34 years, remaining just 1 year, some with just 8 months to go, if you test him and you realize he cannot teach anymore, the best thing for you to do is to retire him.
But those who failed
34 years, you are dismissing somebody who have worked throughout his life for government.
Those who failed the first time and came back and rewrote it and passed the second time, were they given a casual staff contract?
Of course, it's casual since it is not a permanent. They were not issued permanent appointment up till date. Okay. They have not been issued permanent appointment.
Has the government said anything about why?
Somebody who is above 45 years and give him permanent and pensionable appointment. So what the government is just trying to do is retire, dismiss teachers, ask them to come back to write. If they pass, you are casual. You can't be permanented.
Has the government, have you tried to reach out to the government about this situation where since they wrote that test and have been re-employed, they've not been given an appointment? What did the government say?
The government is not saying anything. The government is not responding to the union. Government is not responding anything to the union. We wrote several letters complaining on this issue and government is not saying anything. So we said, well, if government is not saying anything, we'll take the matter to court so that the court will decide.
Okay, so what's next?
What is next is now we were waiting for the date to come, but somehow I was informed, I have not received it officially, that the chairman education committee in the State House of Assembly has ordered SUBEP to call back these 21,000 teachers that have not written the test so that they will write. And we are willing to write.
Okay.
If that is what government wants, we will write.
Okay.
But I don't know if that is true. I said I just heard it from someone. I have called his state chairman to confirm from the chairman education committee. He has not gotten back to me.
Okay. All right. I think we're going to leave it at that, but we will reach out again to see where things stand as far as this face-off is concerned. Lagos,
I'll be willing to.
Yes, we've had the Senior Assistant Secretary General of the NUT, Adamu Ayuba Kaltingo, on the show with us, talking to us about their face-off with the Kaduna State Government. Thank you so much, sir, for your time this evening. Have a good evening. All right.
You're welcome.
Lagos, let's keep talking, shall we? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What do you think about this situation with the Kaduna State Government? Because like I said, on the one hand, teachers unions, Teachers Registration Council of Nigeria have told the state government it doesn't have the right to test them. On the other hand, Kaduna State Government says we need to test teachers to maintain standards of primary and secondary education, which we are responsible for. Now, of course, the secretary who we had on the show said to us, we don't have a problem with the testing. We just have a problem with the entire process of all of it. So it's a big debate. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra.
Yes. Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome.
Yeah. The secretary has said it all.
Okay.
Because I don't see a reason that someone should be up to 40 years and above. Then instead for you to pay that person off, or you have served the government for 34 years, you are sacking him. It's not right. It's not right. There is something that is going on in Kaduna State, which we don't know. And the governor should do what it takes to be a governor.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling us. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Konero Timi.
Welcome, Konero Timi.
My regards to the secretary there, the assistant secretary, Katungu Adamu.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to comment on this.
Right.
What the Kaduna State government is doing,
mm-hmm.
sincerely, I consider it as a high-handedness, an act of unlawful administrative procedure.
Okay.
This is because even if somebody has failed any test, the competency test as it is claimed, such a test, do get now, should not have been the condition for sacking.
Okay.
Or for, I mean, because there's nowhere in the public service rules where failure of a competency test is gross misconduct.
Okay.
So if at all, just like the NUT comrade there has said it, it is not just enough for them to do such a thing, because I see it as high-handedness. So what I will say is that the union has taken the right decision by using all sorts of what can simply call administrative means, getting across to NLC and also going to the court. So I believe that at the end of the day, the Kaduna State government will be brought to their senses, so that they will be able to do the right thing. It is not good at all to sack the teachers. There could be some forms of remedial programs whereby, even if somebody has not done well in any test, and this person is an employee, is a teacher, then you can organize a sort of remedial programs whereby they will be able to do well and meet up. But sacking them appears to be high-handed and a sort of callousness on the part of Kaduna State government. Okay. So what I want the NUT to do, the leadership of NUC, who may be listening to me now, to other listeners, is to try to ensure that the right thing is done through the court and other things. And I believe that the court will never support sacking the teachers on the basis of a competency test, which in itself is not gross misconduct. Thank you so much. God bless Nigeria.
Thank you, Kunle, for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you, ma'am? What's your name?
Sorry, they call me ma'am. This is an Chinaya to talk to. How are you doing?
Good evening, Chinaya. I'm fine. Welcome.
How is work?
Work is fine. Thank you.
Which one did they... Okay, now, I won't ask. I want to know if it's a better one. Why the teachers now did they vet? Maybe if it's a student, they will say cut off mark is the so point. And this is an amount. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Their own cut off mark is 70%.
75%.
And I'm going to send to the students, so why they won't come to pay them? I don't understand what they have. They're not free with the students, they feel. But anyway, they don't have to be waiting to school judge the matter.
Okay.
They didn't do that, they're not supposed to start them,
okay,
at something like that, or send them off. Instead of the way they could all open up, say they don't want to pay them their gratuity, I mean, how did they put the English?
Mm-hmm.
They're not supposed to do that, I say them. But waiting now, waiting the students, they feel. That's why students write exam again and again and again, true or false.
All right, thank you for calling us. But you know, on that point of, oh, they should not be sacked because they failed an exam, if you fail an exam that is supposed to determine what kind of teacher you are, what quality of teacher you are, should you be allowed to keep teaching? 99.3, hello. Hello. There's no one there. We've got Ibn Masud, who says, absolutely, yes. Is it not this country that we see teachers that cannot speak English? How can he teach his students? All right. That's a message on Twitter. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Thanks for calling. Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Ma'am.
Go ahead, please.
Concerning the exam, I want to ask the secretary that is it the exam they say is it a standard exam or the government are trying just to punish the teachers in Kaduna State?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we don't have the secretary on the line with us anymore, but thank you for calling with that question. We will note it, and then we're going to forward that question to him for the next time we have him on the show, because this is a rolling conversation. We're going to see how it ends, one way or the other. We're also working on having the Kaduna State government themselves on the show with us so that we can hear their side of this story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. When I come back from this break, I will take your comments from social media. We'll also touch on some of the stories that we started talking about today on the Big Three, specifically Kwankwaso saying that Northerners will not vote a candidate from the Southeast. What do you think about that comment? That conversation coming up after this break. Don't go away.
The info will be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
And we talked about the Kaduna State government testing teachers. We had the Senior Assistant Secretary General of the NUT on the show with us, Adamu Ayuba Kaltingo. And he shared insights into a lot of the questions that I had for him this evening. If you missed it, you can listen again on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. Now, we've got just 6 minutes before I have to run out, which means we probably don't have a lot of time to get into the Kwankwaso story. But if you want to talk about it, I would love to hear your thoughts on it. And if you have thoughts to share on my interview with Mr. Kaltingo earlier on, I'd also love to hear your thoughts. We've got a message here. Kaduna State is just chasing shadows, Chima in Surulere says. If I may ask, were the teachers not tested before employment? More so, the state is bedeviled with terrorist attacks. Why are you chasing rats when one's house is on fire? All right. Timothy from Atan says, Sandra, I can tell you Al-Rufai himself cannot pass that test. Let him come to me for testing. Okay. Well, he has a message from... You didn't leave your name, but you say, I have one question for the governor of Kaduna. He doesn't have the right to test teachers. Even he, the governor, is not qualified to be the governor. Okay. We've got Tony Anele who says, this competency test by Kaduna State Ministry of Education has been on and intractable for so long. As much as I support the issue of quality assurance in that sector, due process should be followed in doing that, rather than mass sack of those who showed indifference. Government at both federal and state levels should be fair and transparent. The requisite union in the state, TRCN, should not allow the victims to bear their cross alone. All right, Tony, thank you for your message. We've got another message here. This one's from Prince, who says, how many Kaduna teachers have written TRCN exam and passed? Because I know the TRCN Act states that no one should practice to be a teacher without passing TRCN exam and having the license. Just like the way lawyers have to go to law school before becoming a lawyer. This exam is computer based. All right, Prince, thank you for that information. Thanks for sharing it with us. Teachers have no right to tell their employer whether to test them or not. That's a question. That's a comment on WhatsApp. Godwin from Ikorodu says, I'm sorry to say the governor is not trying. It's not good for him to dismiss teachers at this critical time of economic hardship. I think the governor should have a rethink. Okay. Now, I've heard that sentiment over and over and over since we started this conversation on this show. But here's my question, you know, with that sentiment as has been expressed by so many of you, right? We have very poor outcomes in education at the secondary level. We lament about WAEC results and UTME results every year. If you say that there's no way, that there has to be a better way instead of sacking the teachers, if you say that incompetent teachers are not getting accredited by NUT because, well, NUT makes sure that they are all certified as much as possible, how do we then explain the widespread poor outcomes that we're getting in education? How do you explain that? Shouldn't more teachers be adopting what's happening in Kaduna State? I don't know. I'm just asking questions here. And yes, you can talk to me about the Kwankwaso story. We started it on today's Big Three, but we have just 2 minutes, which means I can only take one call. Let's see who the lucky person's going to be. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling
us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
John from Mogwa.
Welcome, John.
Yes, the intention of the Kaduna State governor is in order.
Okay.
But because, like you have rightly said, these are children that will be not sure and touched by the teachers.
Right.
What are they coming out with at the end of their academic pursuit?
Right.
So they should be tested from time to time. But however, if there are teachers that fail the test, What I think you should do is that work out their remunerations.
Okay.
What they are supposed to get.
Okay.
And pay them off.
Okay.
That will commensurate them for their effort over the years.
Okay.
Yeah, that is number one. Because I have in Lagos here, the same thing is going on. I have a teacher, and when you listen to her, he doesn't have the good command of the English language. And these are teachers that worked 35 years.
Yeah.
I begin to wonder what he has taught the children over these years.
Right.
So it's necessary for us to have good quality education
right.
in our system. About the Shiro Dam, can I still dwell on that?
Yes, please, you can. Go ahead.
You can see what is happening. You found 1 billion naira in Ebrahima House, Abi, and made him ambassador. And you are the one that is championing cause against fraud and corrupt practices. And I think you should bring this man to book. He did not. And maybe you want the issue of Dance Macabre, where terrorist attack has become the kind of a Dance Macabre. They kill, they attack, and at the end of the day, it's lamenting. This is repeated again over and again.
Thank you so much for calling us, John, and thank you to everyone who had thoughts to share on this topic, on the Big Three, on Madam Landlord. Thank you for being a part of Hard Facts. Stay here. Sports coverage is taking the air now. The sports gang will be in here bringing you the coverage of WAFCON. We have our Super Falcons out there trying to make us proud. So enjoy the coverage. Enjoy the match. I will be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. sharp, bringing you the Big Three as always. Tomorrow at 5, though, we're going to have a conversation about all the big stories that have broken within the past week as we take a look at the road to 2023. All the political stories, we discuss them on Nigeria Info Tuesdays from 5 p.m. We've got a message here that says El Rufai is a first-class graduate. Very few people can compete with him in Nigeria. All right. Thank you very much for your message. You didn't leave your name, though, but okay, Daily. That's Daily from Lekki. Daily, thank you very much. Lagos, good night. That's all the time I have. Those are your hard facts, Lagos. Have a great evening.